Hi, and welcome to a special edition of Nintendo Direct News Digest Connectabytes. It is like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. We've been watching Nintendo Direct since about 11 our time, and then covering it afterwards. I'm with Patrick Barnett, our loyal news editor.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm Neil Ronahan, if you didn't know that already, although I think at this point you've probably heard my voice way too much. But let's get right down to brass tacks and talk about something that kind of took us all a little by surprise, and that's the 3DS XL, which will have a 90% larger screen. It has a new form factor. It looks like a matte finish, and it's kind of more rounded edges. It looks a little weird. I don't really know how I feel about it yet. Also, the start, select, and home buttons are all different. And, what do you think about the design, Patrick?
I like the start, select, home buttons. I don't like the sheer size of the system because, I mean, the 3DS as it is now barely fits in my pocket. And if it only gets larger, then I don't feel like I'll be able to carry it around as conveniently.
See, my thing is that at this point, I'm not really as much of like a 3DS pocket carrier, although I guess in some cases I am. Usually it's in my bag that I have with me. Like, I bring a bag when I go to work and I leave my 3DS in that. And if I'm wearing shorts or something, I'll usually throw it in a cargo pocket or something like that. So I guess like that pocket issue isn't that big of a deal to me. And also I managed to find a way to carry the Vita around, and that seems like it's fucking gigantic.
Well, I'm imagining that the problems with the top screen are probably going to be gone with this revision.
I would hope so.
I mean, it would be silly of them not to fix those issues.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We also got some news as when it's coming out, which is coming out this summer across all regions, but it's coming out on July 28th in both Japan and Europe. It's not coming out until August 19th in North America. But in addition, for the price, which is $200 in North America, about the equivalent of, I think, a little over $200 in Japan, and I don't think Europe had a price yet. But in Japan and Europe, it won't come with an AC adapter. It'll be sold separately, or I believe you'll be able to use your previous 3DS's AC adapter. And this was done to cut costs. However, in North America, it was just confirmed. Who knows, this could change. But the AC adapter will come with the North American 3DS XL, which is nice. In addition, all regions will get a bigger 4GB SD card, which is twice the size of the 2GB one that originally came with the system that I no longer use.
If you think about it, 4GB still isn't that much if everything's going digital now.
Yeah.
Although,
I think you'd be surprised.
Like 300 megabytes?
Yeah, you would be surprised at how small some of the Nintendo games are. Like, I think Order Up at 300 megabytes is about the same size as Super Mario 3D Land.
Okay. I just upgraded to a 32GB SD card myself, so none of this really concerns me.
Yeah,
but
you just get a free SD card that you can, like, you know, throw around the room.
Mm-hmm.
But so North America will get this on August 19th with New Super Mario Bros. 2. In Japan, it'll also be coming out alongside New Super Mario Bros. 2, and also Onitore, which is the demon training game, which still, while it's been confirmed that it's coming to other regions, it hasn't gotten any kind of formal release date. Europe, when it comes out on July 28th, it'll come with a new version of Art Academy for the 3DS, and also Freaky Forms Deluxe, which is a 3DS retail version of Freaky Forms that has kind of RPG capabilities. Art Academy was also confirmed for North America during the event. No release date was given, but the Freaky Forms game was not mentioned for North America, which really pisses me off. Because having Freaky Forms in an actual game, because let's face it, Freaky Forms, while cool, not really much of a game, it's just a character creator. But this is like the Spore to the Spore character creator that was Freaky Forms, and I really hope that Freaky Forms Deluxe comes to North America. I think it will, but I'm a little skeptical right now. What do you think about North America getting it so late compared to the other two regions? Do you think that'll affect anything?
It's not going to affect anything in the long run, but, I mean, in the short run, people like us are going to be a little frustrated over the fact that people we know across the sea are going to be playing this thing, like, 3 weeks in advance.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's the 3DS XL, kind of the big megaton news out of this Nintendo Direct. Actually, right when it comes out in North America, we'll probably be getting our next Nintendo Direct, because they seem to be following a pretty regular every 2 months around the 20th or so. So August 20th or so will be the next Nintendo Direct, I assume.
I could probably assume then at that Nintendo Direct they're probably going to announce some type of firmware update that'll probably go right along with the new system.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
So we also got some Smash Brothers news, which we know that Sakurai and his team Sora have been working hard on the game since they finished developing Kid Icarus Uprising. We found out who they will be working with, and that's Namco Bandai. The two people who will be working with Sakurai closely are Masaya Kobayashi, who has worked on the Ridge Racer and Wii Ski series, and also Go Vacation. And with the revelation that this guy worked on Go Vacation, I believe that Aaron Kalutzka and I met him last year as we got a lengthy private demo for Go Vacation, and this guy mimed the lightsaber noise and like movements in front of us. So that's the dude who's working on Smash Brothers. Say what you will about Go Vacation and those kinds of games, Go Vacation was a pretty awesome minigame collection, probably the best on the Wii, I would say. And the other guy who's working with the team is Yoshihito Higuchi, who worked on the Soul Calibur series, Tales of the Abyss, and Tales of Vesperia. So it's got a pretty good pedigree behind it, I think. Smash Brothers, I hope they do another dojo. I love seeing Sakurai do things, and hopefully he will do things.
Now that Sakurai has Twitter, I'm sure he's going to do more things.
Yeah. But there was also an announcement from Kobayashi and Sakurai. You can go and read that on Nintendo's website or NintendoWorldReport.com. It's looking like we're going to be getting a lot of Smash Brothers news over the next year or two or three before it comes out. The other big news that came out of this was that New Super Mario Bros. 2 will be getting paid downloadable content. This content will come in the form of new Coin Rush stages, which are those, you know, it's three levels that you play one right after the other. You only have one life, and you want to collect as many coins as possible. These stages won't even be getting developed at all until after the game is out, and I guess there's some kind of fan feedback so that way the developers can see what people like and then make new stages based around what they enjoy. So it seems like a very Nintendo way to do the idea of DLC.
Yeah. It just, like, wasn't it a few months ago Iwata said they weren't going to do that, like, sell and to get more content and then sell more stuff to get more content?
Well, I think what they meant by that is it wasn't like you're not going to, like, buy a chair to use in Animal Crossing. I think that's what he was referring to.
Okay.
I mean, this is kind of similar to what they're doing with Fire Emblem, is that they have this base game that they put a lot of time and effort into, and then they have this kind of bonus content that they're giving to you. I mean, I have no problem with this form of DLC. It seems like it could be good in the long run. If I'm in a coin rush, it'll be nice to have new things to do in it after the game comes out.
Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not against it. I was just like, it felt like it was going against their own philosophy, but now that you explained it, that makes sense.
Yeah. Going down the list, the Kirby Dream Collection Special Edition is coming out on September 16th in North America. As we know by now, the game will include six different games: Kirby's Dream Land 1, 2, and 3, Kirby Superstar, Kirby's Adventure, and Kirby 64. It'll also come with different challenge stages and a cool museum that they showed off. That I recommend watching the video for that. It looks pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you excited for the Kirby collection? I know I'm definitely gonna get it.
There's about half of those Kirby games I haven't played yet, and it's not coming out at $50, right?
I don't think they've set a price, although I think it's a budget title in Japan. It's coming out next month in Japan.
Okay. I mean, if it's a budget title, I'll probably get it. $50, I'll be a little bit more hesitant about whether or not I want to pick it up. The Wii will basically be dead at that point. I will have already sunk money into the 3DS XL Wii U's right around the corner. There's a lot to worry about later this year.
The other cool stuff that we found out about was that in North America, Nintendo is going to be hosting an 8-bit summer for the month of July, starting on July 5th and ending on August 1st. It's been a long day, if you can't tell. Sorry, guys. We do know some of the games that will be coming out as part of this promotion. We actually have release dates for a month out. How crazy is that?
It's like first time ever.
Yeah, on July 5th, totally unexciting. We'll be getting The Legend of Zelda for the original Nintendo, so I guess that means Ambassadors will be getting an update. July 12th, the two releases will be Kirby's Pinball Land and The Sword of Hope 2. I don't really know what that game is. Maybe it's good. On July 19th, we will get Kid Icarus of Myths and Monsters, finally, and Tumble Pop. And then on July 26th, we are confirmed to get Wario Land, Super Mario Land 3.
And then pause these last for applause.
Yes, finally. Only a month from now and about 4 months after every other region got it. But it sucks. I'm actually going to be on a cruise when this comes out, so maybe I will have to engage into some kind of like a high water paying piracy for online nonsense to try to get this game while I'm on the cruise.
Just consider it piracy. Just for the fun.
And then the last two weren't given release dates, but they're two Game Gear games, Sonic Blast and Sonic Labyrinth. And it should also be noted that every week in this this month, there will be two Virtual Console games. So there are already 2 weeks that are completely booked. We have an opening for, it looks like, 4 more Virtual Console games. And I guess that's 2 more. There are 2 that we don't know of that will be coming. So that's cool.
I hope this releasing more Virtual Console games doesn't slow down the release of the eShop or DSiWare content.
Mean, don't they know that summer started today? Or I guess yesterday at this point? How about we don't limit it to a month and we just do it all summer? Although I guess that's, you know, you could levy that same argument at Microsoft with Xbox Live Summer of Arcade, which is only, you know, 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
The next news is bummer news, which is that Fire Emblem is not coming out until 2013 in North America and Europe, and Animal Crossing is not coming out in Europe until 2013. And it straight up wasn't even mentioned in North America, but I think it's pretty safe to say that Animal Crossing is coming around the same time as it is in Europe, so in 2013. Which will be weird, because I think the most recent Animal Crossing games have come out almost around the same time everywhere. So having that delay, it looks like it's a fall release in Japan still. So, yep.
They're probably going to come out early 2013, like before E3, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. The next stuff that we have is that there's going to be some eShop sales pretty much across the board in every region. There will be more details soon. Most of them are either starting right now or in the next few days. I know the one in North America has Super Mario Land. It'll be cheaper, so that's cool.
Yeah, I think they said $2.99.
Yeah, it looks like other stuff is like 20% off in Japan, so we'll get more details about those, so just keep posted, and then we will be letting you know about the new eShop sales, which is exciting. Wow. Sales on the eShop.
Now, I wonder if developers are eventually going to be able to put their own stuff on sale whenever they want to.
I would hope so.
Like, I would hope, but I don't think that's possible.
That's what Nintendo's going to do. I hope maybe they'll have some regulations with it, but I hope it'll be possible. Mm-hmm. We did get news of a new eShop game in Japan called Line Toss Loop, which is really weird. Basically, it's like these people. It looks kind of like Photo Dojo characters, and you're basically playing Zuma or Magnetica with real people. It looks kind of fun. I'd probably get it. Who knows if I'll make the jump to North America, though.
It didn't look very North American.
Yeah, it looked very crazy.
It was very strange.
But Nintendo did get a, you know, surprise eShop demo that's Kingdom Hearts 3D, which I will probably download after we're done here and then pass out and go to bed. So that's cool. I'm excited for that game coming out July 31st. Should be good. And final note, they talked about Pokemon Black 2, White 2 were coming out in the fall, along with the two 3DS eShop apps. And also, Europe is getting the Pokemon Teaches Typing game, which really pisses me off. It's a DS game. I kind of wanted to import it back when it came out in Japan, so maybe I'll just try to get it from Europe now and, I guess, learn how to type German. That'd be fun.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. I thought this would go longer than 15 minutes, but we're just barely over it. So, thanks for tuning into this. I hope I wasn't too tired and exhausted during this.
I'm sure I sounded tired and exhausted.
Yes. We will have more information about this as it develops, so stay tuned to further Connectabytes, stay tuned to Connectivity, stay tuned to Radio Free Nintendo, and I guess don't change your internet dial, and keep checking Nintendo World Report. We'll have updated news as we get it, and there will probably be more coming out of this weekend. I hear there's an investors meeting next week, and we know what always comes out of those.
There's always like some surprise game announcement.
Yep. So yeah. Talk to you guys soon.
Yep, bye. See ya.